Thanks. I mean, there are, you know, good and difficult questions here about how, as we build these increasingly complex systems performing complex tasks, trained from large quantities of data, and at present with, you know, difficulties in providing detailed explanations for why in a particular instance they perform in the specific way they do, that innovating responsibly in this area requires attention and work. As I said, you know, in the remarks I made, we believe at DeepMind it's very important to establish a set of ethical principles and derive from those more detailed protocols and practices around what responsible innovation looks like. I mentioned one, which I think is very salient in this context, around meaningful human control. There are also high-level principles around systems being safe and robust, high-level principles about the ability to provide a reasonable explanation to those affected where an automated decision-making system affects them, and high-level principles around providing containment around a system and ensuring that it's built on a secure platform. Some of the practical ways in which these principles can be translated into actions can be derived from conventional software engineering methodologies, and in some cases these do not apply or need work to translate them. So for example, there's been some work in software engineering on formal methods to prove the behavior of software systems. There is research underway into how formal methods can be applied to machine learning systems. One interesting specific example in relation to bias, which is a very difficult issue when you're dealing with machine learning systems that are trained on large quantities of historical data. Historical data will inevitably encode the biases of the past, where discriminatory practices have been enacted in the past. The data upon which you train systems is likely to pick up those biases and reproduce them. One mechanism that we've been researching and others have researched into how this can be evaluated and potentially mitigated is to use what's called an adversarial approach, where you attempt to train a separate machine learning model to predict a protected category from a model that's trained and believed, or at least should be, free of bias. If you can predict someone's gender or race from the model that's been built to predict, for example, their propensity to suffer a car accident, or you know, their suitability for a job, if you can predict their gender or ethnicity or race, then you can show that the original model has not successfully been debiased. So that's one example of an approach. There are many others that are being researched, and this is, you know, like a nascent field, both in terms of the science itself and the research around what proper methodologies to ensure that it's deployed responsibly look like.